All right, we've now been joined by our NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner, Eric Almirola. Eric, congratulations on the win. We're going to go ahead and open for questions from the media. If you have a question, raise your hand. We're going to work to get a microphone around as quickly as possible, and we'll start up front with Davey.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM. Eric, how much longer you think you could have held off Sheldon? Because he was coming pretty quick at the end.
I don't know. the last few laps, I started counting them down in my head. And I knew, like, if I just hit my marks, didn't overrun the entry, like, I was going to get to the finish line first. So I started kind of slowing my entries down. But I honestly can't answer that question. I think he would have got there, right? Like, but I don't know how his exits would have been. I don't know.
You mentioned that this place is very special to you. You've come really close in the Cup Series a bunch of times. Victory Lane's very unique. The track itself is just very unique. Does winning a race at Bristol Motor Speedway live up to everything that you thought it would be?
100%. Especially the night race. You know, I there's just something different about the night race as a race car driver. It's just special. It's, you know, for me, I love when it starts ripping the fence here in the night race, and you can just, I don't know, there's something sensational about it as a race car driver when you just carry that much speed on a half mile racetrack. I mean, there's nothing else like it. It's just so fast. Every inch of the racetrack matters. You're entering the corner so fast, and on the ragged edge, you're trying to push the edge of the rubber up, and you know, 2 inches too high, and you plug it in the fence, like the 7 did when I was racing with him earlier in the race. Like, it is so technical and so easy to make a mistake, and that makes it fun. And so when you conquer it and you win, it's really special. And for me, I've run so good here throughout my entire career. I mean, I've run good here in the trucks. I've run good here, you know, the Busch Series back then. I ran really good here in the Cup cars. I've led laps. I've run up front. I've run top five, and I've never won. It kept slipping away. And so finally, I was able to get it done. It's just an amazing place to win it.
All right, Zach, go ahead.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Eric, with as much as we've talked about JRM and the 88 car and everything that they've been doing, for JGR to get a win, what does this moment do for the company what's been an uncharacteristic year, just simply from a winning standpoint?
Yeah, it's huge. It is absolutely huge, right? Like, the company is having uber success on the Cup side, right? 10 wins, I think, over there. I could be off, but I think it's 10 wins. Just having a phenomenal year so far over there. And then the Xfinity side, we've just been off. The JRM cars have found a little something, and we're just behind. And it seems like every single week, it's, you know, when I race the car, at least I feel like we have a shot at it. Like, I feel like we're close, we're in the game, but you know, you have to put a complete race together. You have to execute flawlessly to beat them. They qualify really good. They start up front. They have great pit stops. Like, they put the whole race together, and they don't make many mistakes. Connor does a great job. And so they have been the class of the field. And tonight, I felt like similar to Dover, like we matched up really well with them. Similar to Gateway, we matched up really well to them. But they start the run so much faster. For the first handful of laps, they are just so much faster. They have a ton of speed in their car. And then I'm constantly playing from, you know, behind. I'm having to play catch up. Tonight, you know, to race with him and put the pressure on him that I was able to put on him and to stay close, I liked my chances if it kept going. He was starting to get loose off of 2. I was a little tight behind him in dirty air, but I felt like if I could have ever got in front of him, it would have been game over. And so, yeah, when he pitted, I thought that was my opportunity to give myself a chance at clean air and see what happened.
All right, we'll continue with questions. We'll go ahead to Jacob. And then if I can get a microphone over here to John, please.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. So first I have to ask, Alex, have you officially laid claim to the sword? Is that yours now?
I really
don't. He's gonna have to fight Dad for that one. I've worked for 20 something years to get a sword, so yeah.
You talked a minute ago, Eric, about what this place means to you, but with those two on either side of you, what do these moments mean to you as a dad? And, you know, with you could have walked away a couple years ago after full time, and I think nobody would have questioned it, but you've kept going and enjoyed it with these two.
I'm blessed. Yeah, there's no other way to say it. There's no words. Just very, very blessed, very fortunate. Not a lot of people get to do what I'm doing. A lot of people, when their career ends in Cup, it's over, right? They might go race some Saturday night short track stuff every once in a while to go have fun. But it is really, really hard to find an opportunity to go and have fun and do it with an organization that is as elite as Joe Gibbs Racing. And every time I get in the car, you know, part-time, I feel like I have a chance to win, and it's just really special. And these moments of winning and celebrating, especially now as they're older, these are moments that they'll remember for the rest of their life. And it's just really special, and I'm very grateful that Coach and everybody at Joe Gibbs Racing has allowed me to do this. And I want to soak it in, right? Like when we won at Phoenix, I really soaked it in, and really just cherished the time that we got to spend on the front straightaway and in victory lane, because you have no idea when the last one's going to be.
We know the story, and you've talked so many times about the beginning and how JD scouted you and brought you to this organization, really kickstarted things the first time. As you've continued on this path, come back to JGR, what are some of the lasting lessons or some of the things from your years with JD that maybe have stuck with you that we don't know about?
Just the personal side, the human side. JD was an amazing human. Right, he ran an incredible organization with Joe Gibbs Racing, but man, when I was 19 years old and I showed up there, JD made me feel important. JD made me feel like I mattered. He would call me into his office and sit with me and chat with me, ask me about my life, ask me what I was doing, ask me who I was hanging out with, like, genuinely cared and had an interest in me. And as a 19-year-old kid trying to make it in this sport, you have no idea how amazing that felt to feel known, right? To feel like you mattered to the president of the company. And I'll never forget that. And when I asked to leave, I still had another year on my contract. When I asked to leave to go share that Cup car with Mark Martin, He signed my release so that I could leave to go do it. And I went and met him in his office when he did, and he gave me a huge hug and said, I hope you come back, and if you ever come back, will you still race for the current pay that is on this contract? but he was just an incredible person. And from the time I left, right, I went and ran a part-time schedule with Mark Martin in the 01 car, and then we merged with DEI. Every single Cup race that I ran while JD was alive and healthy and when he was coming to the racetrack, he always found me on pit road and came and gave me a big old bear hug. Every single one, without fail. He meant a lot to me as a person, and he's changed the course of my life just with the way he spoke truth into my life, and how he told me, like, hey, all this stuff is great, but it's all temporary, right? But we have eternity awaiting us, and what we do now matters for eternity. And he would write scripture on 3x5 index cards and hand them to me. He'd call me to his office just to hand me a 3x5 index card with some scripture on it and say, I was just thinking about you. I wrote this down. Take this home and read it. So, yeah, he's an amazing person.
All right, John, go ahead.
John Newby, Savage Ventures. So going back to that pit stop, I was talking to Sam Mayer, and he said that he had studied the history of this place and saw all the different times that staying out worked. I was curious, with all the thousands of laps you've completed around here, was there any question at all that you were going to stay out with that few laps remaining?
I was not coming to pit road. No way. Yeah, my car just wasn't very good. Like, I was, for like 15 laps of a run, it took me about 15 maybe or so laps to get going. I felt squirmy. I couldn't stick the car where I wanted to place it. I kept sliding off my marks. And it was just really hard for me to get going. And so with 35 laps or something like that to go, when the caution come out, I was like, there's no way. Like, if it takes me 15 laps to get going, I don't have a chance. And so Seth and I talked on the radio, and he got nervous because he heard the 88. They were scanning the 88, and he said, I think the 88's going to pit. And so he's like, tell me about your car. What do you need for an adjustment? And so I told him, just kind of in case the 88 was listening to us, I was like, all right, well, I'm going to at least tell him what I think I need. And he's like, okay, we're going to come. Just if they come, follow them down. But I knew in my mind there was no way I was coming down pit road. I wanted those older tires that were, the air pressures were up in them. And I thought that if I got clean air, that was my best opportunity, to kind of fight them off and control the race and play defense. I didn't think I had a good enough car for the first 15 laps of a run to be on offense. So I felt like my best shot was to do that. And it worked out. Yeah, I think Seth would have been pretty mad at me if everybody behind us put four tires on and we got our doors blown off, but it worked out.
Hey, Eric, Doug Turnbull from PRN and the Five to Go podcast. You were talking about JD, and I've read stuff either that you've written or about you, about your walk in faith, and of course the Young Life sponsorship that's on full notice, or it's fully known. Was JD part of your faith walk? Like, did he actually help lead you to your faith, or is that something that was a part of your life before him, or how did that?
No, 100%. I think a lot of people over the course of my life have played a part. But he played a instrumental part, right? Like, he planted a lot of seeds. Even early on in my life, when I wasn't really fertile soil, right? I was still chasing the dream of being a race car driver, and I was kind of running a little wild, and I was not in a place of wanting to have a walk with the Lord at that time. I was way more interested in having fun and driving race cars. But JD, I respected him tremendously, and obviously he signed my paycheck, so I listened to what he had to say. And he just was, he was just so steadfast. I mean, I it's hard to explain to you guys, but like, he was running a company with 400 employees in it, right? And the fact that he would call me, I was the bush shop. We were working out of the bush shop. The bush shop is separated from the cup shop. So the fact that back then there we weren't texting. So he would call me, say, where are you at? What are you doing? Well, I'm down here at the bush shop hanging out with the guys or whatever. He'd say, come up to my office, come see me. Go up to his office, go see him, and he would just spend time with me. And it just, man, that meant so much to me, because I knew running a company like Joe Gibbs Racing, he's putting out fires every single day, right? I mean, he's got something that he's working on, something that's highly important, sponsors to take care of, just all the stuff. And the fact that he invested in me just meant the world to me. And so, yeah, I don't think that it was just a light switch. That it was like, oh, JD says I should probably be a Christian, so I should be a Christian. But watching him and watching the way he modeled a walk with Christ certainly played a big part in me changing my life as I got older.
All right, Eric, before we let you go, I heard that you made the trip up here for the MLB game when it was here.
I did.
And that you were for the Reds, but unfortunately they didn't win. So yeah. I was just curious if obviously it has to be a little bit surreal to be here for the game and then come back and it's back to being a racetrack. But will you take the bragging rights now that you've won here from
I don't know. That was an amazing event, by the way. So we love going to baseball games as a family. I think we've been to 17 of the 30, 18. Alex says 18. Oh, 18 including Bristol. So I don't know if we'll count that as a MLB stadium, but if you want to count it, we'll count it. So we've been to 18 of the stadiums of the 30, or 31 if you count Bristol. And we love it. It's so much fun to take a road trip and go to a baseball game. Those are the things that running part-time these last couple of years has really afforded our family. Like, we've been able to go and do a lot of fun stuff like that. We actually went to Cincinnati after Indy, watched them play Monday night against Dodgers. That's right. That was awesome. So we watched them play Monday night, and then we came home and then drove back up here to watch them play here. So that was really cool. We got to go out on the field. I know a few of the players on the Reds team, so got to watch them all warm up and hang out, and got to hang out with Johnny Bench for a bit. And yeah, it was just really cool. We're loving life, and it was nice to come back here. I couldn't believe they built the Goodyear building back that fast. That was wild. 2 months, yeah. And the Goodyear building was back up, and bathrooms and everything. So, yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations.
He's got one question.
Oh, sorry. One more question. Okay. Go ahead.
Sky Sprinkler Race Days Digital. I know you're not running full-time anymore, but how much would seeing the 19 get the Honor Points Championship mean to you, and how many more races do you have in this car before the end of the year?
Yeah. Stay tuned. I don't know. We'll have to work through that. I don't know. We obviously put a full out effort into that last year. I ran all of the playoff races, and then just the way it worked out this year, we were kind of unsure how the schedule was going to lay out. There was a couple other opportunities where people were bringing money, and it looked like that was going to happen. And so I was only going to maybe run a handful of races. And then some of those deals fell through, and it was like, oh, our schedule's expanding. I'm not running all of the playoff races. Justin Bonsignor is running Kansas. I don't exactly know how it will work out, but it will. It's important. I know it's important to coach and everybody at our organization. They work really hard, and it would be awesome to bring an owner's championship back home. But there's a lot of races between now and then.
All right, and we do have one question in the press box, so we'll go ahead, press box.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Eric, you kind of touched on some of this stuff, but as you wind down your racing career, does it get any better than this? You share it with your family. You're not full-time. But when you come to the racetrack, you come and know you arrive every time knowing you have a great car and a potentially chance to win.
No. You asked if it gets any better than this. No. I told you guys last year when I was doing this. I told you at Phoenix, like, I am loving what I'm doing. I love it. I'm off the next 2 weeks, right? I'm not going to Loudon. I might go to Kansas to hang out with our Cup guys, but yeah, I'm loving it. It's so awesome to be able to hop in, go race, have fun, be competitive, and then not have to go every single weekend. So, to answer your question, no, it doesn't get any better.
All right, Eric, congrats again, and best of luck when you do get back in the car.
Thank you.